Hello, everybody. This is Boston, Massachusetts. Hope you like the new intro as it fits the name and the logo. I developed a logo with the help of my associate Tangent DYN. Yes. Anyways, this episode will feature not just one conspiracy, but two conspiracies. Now, I know that this may be a little bit confusing to some, but I believe that after some time that this length will eventually grow on to the people. So, my first conspiracy is the conspiracy about ghost cats and evaporated milk. Now, some people believe in ghosts. Some people believe in ghosts not just being human, but being animals. I believe that there is only one type of ghost. This ghost is the ghost cat overlord. This ghost cat overlord likes milk, just like every other cat. But if you try to offer him regular milk, he's gonna get angry. He has to have evaporated milk. That's the whole reason why they make evaporated milk. The government has paid dairy producers to get this evaporated milk so that they can please the ghost cat overlord, and they urge you to buy this evaporated milk, because if you do not contribute to the ghost cat overlord, there will be consequences, and these consequences will be dire. Now, if you haven't seen the movie Paranormal Activities, which, anyways, enough goofing around, it's about these strange paranormal activities that happen. Now, I will explain to you why this happened to this lady. You realize that she did not contribute to the ghost cat overlord, and he's not the only dead cat out there. I mean, I know very many dead cats. There's the ones that you see on the road, the ones that you see on the side of the road, the ones that you don't see, and the ones you see in movies. Those are all dead cats. These dead cats are sent up into their own heaven, not the heaven that we get. That's special. They get their own little heaven with the dinosaurs and the monsters and stuff like that. Whatever. Whatever's up there. And in this heaven, there is the ghost cat overlord who basically rules the heaven, but is not God per se. So he needs contributions. He's like the mafia. If you don't pay him, he doesn't protect you from the rebellious mobsters of the mafia that is the cat heaven. These mobsters are called haunters, and they're the black cats. Not to be colorist about cats, but they are the black cats that, you know, they have those huge yellow eyes, and you just get this funky feeling like, whoa, it's a cat, ah. And these cats will descend in an invisible form. They will just poof right where you are and then give you bad luck or even paranormal activity you. You see, he battles these off. So, like, while I'm recording this very show and, you know, you're just sitting down doing whatever, he's fighting them off. I mean, right behind your back, there's, like, probably, like, 1,000 of them coming at you. He's like, boo! With his laser, and they're all flying away, trying to get away from the light, you know? But this is one of the things that is very important, because you need to understand that he needs payment. And this payment, since cats love milk, they love this milk. And if you leave him regular milk, that's just going to make him more angry. He's going to be like, oh, well, now I'm going to command these haunters to go after you. He's going to be like, poof, there you go. You gave me real milk. You teased me. Now, you want to give them evaporated milk and just open it up, grab a handful, and throw it into the air. It may come back down, but he'll, like, while you turn around, you're like, eh, whatever. He just comes down, swoops it the next night. And you look down, you're like, whoa, where'd it go? The ghost cat took it. He needs that milk to survive. Now, in Paranormal Activities, getting back to the main thing, she was warned many times. The ghost cat overlord even, like, wrote on her shopping list while she wasn't looking evaporated milk, but she just simply was like, why do I need that? Crossed it off. He put it back on there when she was at the store, and she was like, oh, I might have forgot to cross it off. Whoosh, crossed it off again. He knocked a can of evaporated milk over to get her attention. She glanced at it. Her hand was moving towards the cart, and then she just put it back. She was really upsetting the ghost cat overlord by now. And if you have not realized that, then you should press the X, the big old X, on the top of the screen. So she didn't pay him the milk. This means that he's very, very angry. He's, like, angry to the point where he's like, oh, I'm gonna get you. So this means that he just stops the haunters. He's like, nope, I'm done. It's your problem now. B word. So, you know, he lets them go. These haunters, you know, they're looking for whatever they can get, because that's like their job. They have the big boss. I don't even know his name, because I didn't research into it that much to know his name. But he is some unknown powerful force that controls these cats, the haunters, and sends them down to an available soul that has not contributed ghost cat milk, a.k.a. evaporated milk. So, he sends this huge horde of haunters to this woman's house, and is like, well, the ghost cat is clearly not defending her at this moment, so let's just send all we got into there. And this happened to be the first night. Like, the night before they even considered recording this. It was just two haunters at this time. They were, you know, opening doors, closing them, open them, closing them, and in the middle of the night, just to, you know, that's their, like, signature, kind of like on Home Alone, the wet bandits, how they clog your drains, turn on the water, and when you get back, you're like, oh, my house is flooded. Well, they just keep opening and closing these doors, and then they make creaking sounds on your floor, so that you can hear them. And these sounds get louder, louder, coming towards you, and then they stop when they're right next to you, and nothing happens. They tease you in the first day. That's the sign that they are coming. Then the next day he sends half of his squad, and that's the night they record. That's when the stuff like the powder on the floor and footsteps. You know, these are pretty big cats. Their paws look exactly like human feet. And the part where she gets dragged out of bed forcefully, that was because they're getting her attention. They're like, pulling her out of bed, making all this ruckus. The guy's recording. He's scared. He's like, oh, what's happening? And then the part, like the very end, she like flies at the camera. She just flies. And that's because she was thrown off the bed. She wasn't like, woo. She just flew. And then Paranormal Activity 2 happened. Whole nother story. Whole nother girl. You see, these people are foolish. They do not understand that people do not mess with the ghost cat overlord when it comes to his evaporated milk. I mean, he's pretty lenient. It's not like he made his own book and forces you to read it and then makes a little time of the week where you must pray to him or else you will be haunted. No. He's nice. He only asks for evaporated milk, and I don't even think that's very expensive. I mean, it's evaporated milk. Nobody buys that, but you should. You should. And if it is expensive, they're giving you the option without giving you the direct option, like saying, you do this, or you don't, and get haunted, you know? And you see things like people not paying attention to this. They're just setting themselves up for a paranormal activity. Now, here's some intermission music that really, 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 really covers what I'm talking about.
For ritual, with the thrill of a kill, eventually the engine will roar forth, steer the deadly force, driven by fear, shift gears veer towards a foolishly equipped swift. These failed bids breathe tail lights from the crypt, reflect upon the way beyond redemption. Let the necronometer beckon for the destined, blessed when first lensed, then condemned to bear the burden of this cursed consequence of which can never be averted. Each tormented attempt that is made in vain to evade this debt, which is certain to be paid without question, is met with a counterclock surge and reverse as a back mass words of the black mass were all heard by a clutch and gauge. Clover trails blaze to the western gates.
Now you've had that few extra 30 or so seconds to think about this topic while something diabolical by the Bloodhound Gang was going off, then now it's time to go. My second conspiracy of the day is the conspiracy about Elvis's death. You see, it is believed by many that Elvis is not really dead, that Elvis just simply faked his death. How people saying that, you know, he fell on top of his head and, like, while he was taking a dump or something, and that killed him. You know, that isn't true. Now, this is one of those conspiracies that I have to say is a little bit sketchy. I believe he is dead. But I believe that there was no Elvis to begin with. Elvis was just a figment of the American's imagination, that he did not really exist. He was just that little glimmer in people's minds. So many people were fooled and hypnotized to believe that Elvis was actually real, when in all reality, it was just some dude recording songs, had no name, and the guy in the concert was fake. He was just a part of your imagination. You may say, oh, but I have a CD right here. Yes, that is not Elvis, though. That is some other dude, some fat dude who records his songs in a studio in, I don't know, Boston, Massachusetts. Not me, not this Boston, Massachusetts, but the actual Boston, Massachusetts. So you see, I think that the whole Elvis conspiracy is a conspiracy within a conspiracy. Because people say he's dead, people say he's alive. I say that there was no Elvis. Because, I mean, if you really think about it, has Elvis really made that much of a difference in your life? Do you eat, sleep, and breathe Elvis? No, that's Metallica. Metallica is a band that has rocked the minds of Americans since the dawn of time. Now, I'm not saying not the guy that posed as Elvis was dumb. I mean, he made lots of money. He got all the concert money because he was just making the CDs and had some guy dressed up as, quote, Elvis, end quote, And this really paid off for him. So he was the lead conspirator. The government was his puppets, basically. They were the ones that, you know, sold this to the people that he was real. But at the same time, some of the politics believe that Elvis is real. So he really played the people in a way that no one could ever do ever again. And, you know, it's complicated. It's a very, very complicated conspiracy. You know, it wasn't supposed to last very long. I mean, usually my shows are about 15, 13 minutes, and I just wanted to add a couple minutes. Now, my next conspiracies are probably going to be longer, but this one, I don't know, I just had to do because my other ones are a lot longer, and I'd rather do something a little bit not as important than end with something very, very important. This, I kind of started out with the very, very important one and kind of ended with the not-so-important one, the one that's only supposed to last like 2 minutes just to warm up. But, you know, it doesn't always work like that. Anyways, this is Boston, Massachusetts with another episode of the Boston Files. And I hope you've enjoyed this episode. This is Boston, Massachusetts, signing off.